baby.
Come on, baby. Ella Langley, choosing Texas. Two-stepping around the room to that one on a Tuesday. Welcome, if you're just tuning in. It's Radio Life and Style. And speaking of two-stepping around the room to a country tune, well, exciting news on the dance front, and for the north coast of KZN in particular, because we've recently had a contingent of talented movers and dancers from this part of the country representing on the world stage at the World Championships, the CDF World Championships, Country and Line Dancing Championships. This took place in Germany just a couple of days ago. And we have impressed, when I say we, and you know, I'm proud because our local contingent has done the business, but the man leading the charge from our local Dance Cafe, co-owner, co-founder of the Dance Cafe, Colin Mandel, is in the studio with us to report back on what has been a multi-award-winning adventure. And Colin, welcome to Radio Life and Style once again. Great to have you back in the studio. How are you doing?
Thanks very much, and thanks for having me yet again.
Man, we're excited to report the news to the North Coast at large, because this was, by all accounts, a really successful international dance adventure for you personally, and for the group that you were with representing dance for KZN, for the North Coast. How did it all unfold?
Okay, just to clarify, there were about 25 South Africans from all over South Africa, so we had a really good national representation. There were 5 from North Coast, 4 from our studio and 1 from another studio, all of whom did really, really well. We won a whole bunch of podiums. It's in Göppingen, Germany. It was actually in June. So I traveled a little bit just to go and meet my new grandson in America.
Hey.
And then come back. But it was in Göppingen in Germany. It's the World Country Dance Federation Championships.
Wow, are the Germans big on country dance?
Europe is, and South Korea is huge, the big contingent from South Korea. South Africa had a really good contingent, we did really well. And there are dancers from all over the world, the UK, Europe, America.
And this is the big annual World Champs, it moves around from country to country.
That's each right. Year. Last year was in Spain, we also went there, we did well. And next year is actually going to be in Göppingen again. It's a really lovely venue. It's a small town outside Stuttgart with a wonderful, wonderful venue. We really enjoyed it. And it was, yeah, the experience of a lifetime to get there.
Man, and tell me about the experience and the performance this year and how you placed.
So I did very well last year. I won and got promoted to what they call advanced level. That's in my age group. So line dancing is done age appropriately as per your decade. So I'm an amber dancer, meaning 70 and above.
But you would never say, looking at Colin, I would put you in what do they go by, color or by precious stone?
Yes, by precious stone. So gold is 60 to 70, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not really about me, but it's about the ability for any age group to perform at both their level. Mm-hmm. So they can start as newcomer and move towards advanced, ace and star, etc. And their age appropriate. So they're only competing against the decade in which they were born. So yeah. It's, you know, the level playing fields. And what I did is I won advanced and got promoted to what they call star.
This year, eh?
This year, which is a wonderful opening for me because it allows me to study and sit the international judges exam and become far more involved in the broader question of line dance and the world body that represents many thousands of people. Yeah,
it opens an incredible new door there.
Absolutely, and I'm fascinated by line dance and health. We're looking very closely at the correlation between, or the causation rather, between line dancing and the reduction of the onset of Alzheimer's.
And there's huge study being done in this area.
A lot of studies. There's a recent Oxford University one that looks at 3 elements. The one is obviously the onset of Alzheimer's and the way that having to memorize and keep changing the choreography in line dance keeps these neural pathways going and keeps older people from stagnating, basically. You're up, you're active, so both mind and body.
So the cognitive benefits as well as the physical mobility
100%,
benefits.
100%. Nothing else really has there. Then there's a big thing around building muscle and bone strength through dancing, impact stuff, and limiting falling. Now, anybody who knows old people know that falls are a big thing, you know, and that's as a result of either an osteoporosis or some weakening or just not enough exercise. Dancing mitigates that big time. And the final one, and I'd say this is a big thing around dancing generally, is happiness and, you know, keeping depression at bay. A lot of people are lonely. A lot of people are on their own. It's got nothing to do with age. Social media and the virtual world has made us very much, you know, on our own, sitting in front of devices. And we're not wired that way. We're wired to meet and, you know, dance, touch, and interact with other people. So happiness is the business we're in. happiness and health. And dancing is just the vehicle. So I'm fascinated by that. And I've started looking at these studies. And they're proper peer, you know, peer-reviewed. Great big sample sizes done over a period of time across many countries, mainly in Europe, because it's very big there, and seeing these results that are just spectacular.
That's incredible. And I think framing it like that is such a cool way to look at it. You know, you're in the business of happiness and health, and dance is a vehicle for that. Looking at the world stage, the competitive environment that you were in at the World Champs now in Germany, the big takeaway for you in terms of driving home all of these points around health, vitality, longevity, were you seeing that reflected in the competition, the caliber of the international competitors in their various age groups?
Absolutely. We've got a payoff line: you'll always leave happier than you arrived. So dance is this unbelievable tonic. And just to take a look at, you know, I don't know how many different cultures and language groups all on one floor, sharing the music, enjoying. Everybody is smiling. Everybody is laughing. And nobody's on their cell phones and, you know, like glued to a screen. We really do need far more of a humanist approach and an experiential approach and a tactile thing of dancing. You know, we get a lot of exercise in other ways, but nothing quite does it with the music, the interaction with other people.
Yeah.
And this wonderful challenge of getting new choreography and having to, you know, memorize and repeat it without fault. And that just keeps your mind so active and alive and is so rewarding.
Man, and with your journey into the world of competitive country line dancing, has it been an eye-opener for you in terms of appreciating all that form of dance has to offer? I mean, you come from quite an eclectic, diverse background, various styles of dance over the years. How vibrant is the line dancing world at the moment?
It's wonderful. For one thing, it's terribly misunderstood. So line dancing features all the genres. So you'll do waltzes and cha-chas and funky and hip-hop. And novelties and jazzy pieces and, you know, waltzes and every genre that is imaginable, and different choreographers from all over the world. So you're constantly challenged in terms of the music, the genre, the expression, the performance. And that's a wonderful part of it. Obviously, my training is ballet, and ballet gives me a great grounding in order to learn these other genres. But ballet is not social. By definition, it's pretty individual, right? It's you working with your body trying to get better.
Mm.
Yes, you are in a class with other people, but you're not necessarily interacting with them. What line dance does is it brings you together in groups. And at these competitions, and we've got one coming up now in KZN and then the nationals ourselves. So we have our own competitions in South Africa, and it brings together communities from completely different backgrounds and cultural. You know my work with the guys in Grachtenvoll, this one, a competition we're doing now it's an interprovincial, so it's the KZN chapter, which is in August. We'll have a lot of the Grachtenvoll youngsters interacting with people from the Free State, from Northern Province, from Cape, et cetera, et cetera. Awesome. Different cultures, different race groups. And dance is a great leveler. It just brings them together and is, you know. And old and young, that's the other thing. In our one of our classes, we've got an 8-year-old and an 84-year-old.
Same class.
Same class. And they interact. It's just fantastic. That's, nothing quite does it like this.
That's amazing. For someone listening to this who is looking for everything you've described, a chance to move, to laugh, to connect, to be part of a community, what is the jumping in point? What is the best way to start a journey into the world of dance and line dancing if you've maybe never really experienced it before?
100%, and thanks for the opportunity. So remember info@dancecafe.co.za. So that's very easy. That's our contact details, info@dancecafe.co.za. But just a little heads up, and we're going live with it today sometime. We're doing a Women's Day event on the 10th.
Oh, yeah?
At our studio in Salt Rock to introduce line dance and the different genres. Times and details will come out very, very soon, so watch this space. But it is on Women's Day, so it's to celebrate women and their enjoyment and their love of dance and how dance brings back the woman in you and just makes you feel fabulous, feminine, and fantastic.
And your studio in Salt Rock, where is it based?
So it's at the old Salt Rock Shops. That's opposite the country club, next to the hotel. Upstairs, Basil Hewlett Drive. And our website's obviously dancecafe.co.za. Very easy to remember. And details on their schedules, rate cards, and so on. But Women's Day 10th event's going to be really, really interesting. We're going to do a whole range of different things and have a little chat about health. Because I think this is a very under-recognized thing. And I believe one day, I truly believe that it may even be a prescribed medicine, a prescribed regimen for certainly, as I mentioned, anti-fall, anti-depression, and certainly anti-onset of Alzheimer's and dementia.
Well, I fully believe that movement is medicine, and there's no better form of taking your medicine than by moving to music, moving in community. And this sounds like just what the doctor ordered. If you're catching the story at the end of our chat, Colin Mandel, a co-owner and co-founder of the Dance Cafe based in Salt Rock and now internationally recognized, well, not just now, he has been for many years as an eminent not just dancer himself but dance educator. And Colin, looking forward to reminding folks about that special Women's Day event as it draws nearer and to having more discussions about the work and the impact that you and the team are having in our community. There's much more story to tell, and we'll be telling it again on Radio Life and Style. What do you say?
Thank you so much, and I always appreciate the opportunity.
Great to have you, man.
Thanks so much.
Back to the music right now on a Tuesday morning. Getting closer to the top of the hour. The news coming your way in the next 7 minutes. Here's John Mayer.